Do you ever lift your head up from your phone, look around, and think to yourself, my God, everything is weird? Well, we do. A lot. This is the Observation Station, a unique, entertaining, and hilarious podcast. If we observe it, we talk about it. Anything and everything.
Anything and everything.
Let's get weird and let's have some fun. This is the Observation Station. And now your host, Tommy Heitz.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Observation Station. This is your host, Tommy Heitz, here back with another kind of like a judgmental episode. You know, it is what it is. This one's going to be about what your airline's choices says about yourself. So there's a lot of things going around right now of understanding that you really get what you pay for with the airlines. If you're flying Spirit, I don't want to talk to you. Plain and simple. Spirit Airlines is the bane of anybody's existence. There's no way that people haven't understood. When you see the fights on TV, there's one airline, Spirit. Okay, this isn't happening on Emirates Airlines, okay? We got one thing going here, $50 round-trip tickets. And it ends up being more when you look at factoring all the costs when you fly a cheap budget airline. The whole point of a budget airline really is to sucker in the people that don't understand all the hidden fees that come along with flying these cheap fares from the get-go. It's not like, oh, wait a minute, I have a checked bag, carry-on, personal item, XYZ. And forget about having it where you want to bring your carry-on with these small little cabins that they have above, unless you're first class, which in Spirit, really, the only first class is probably being the pilot. And who knows, even if that pilot probably has it where they have the guy up there that's like, look, man, you're on your last leg. You got fired from two jobs as a, you started off United, then you went to JetBlue, now you're here. All right, keep it easy. No crazy stuff. All right, man, just keep it 100. You know, look, when you fly anywhere, it depends on the airport, also what you're dealing with, especially if you have a TSA in certain airports. Some are nicer than others. When you're in Boise, Idaho, they're very nice TSA people. When you're in Atlantic City, New Jersey, or Atlanta, not so nice. So specifically, the experiences of people when they travel is completely different. What airline I like to fly? Delta. They treat you like a human being on that airline. It's kind of funny domestically how we're all just thinking that America is the best. If you really look at it, the other countries, like the Arabic countries, you see Qatar Airways, Emirates, things like that, they have the highest grades in the consumer reports of traveling for global ratings. Our American domestic airlines, like even Delta, is not really even close to the top when it comes to the foreign airlines, how the service is so much more robust than what we have domestically. You think, oh my God, America's the best. There's people that come to the United States, fly our airlines, and think, wow, this is a very low-end experience. So everybody has their own perspective. United, I feel like I get treated like a cow, just kind of like cattle, like, sit down, here, we're going to do the safety video, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa, here's your meal, slapped on whatever it is here, peel it back, and we're going to pick up the garbage. So it's a little bit more of a cattle car thing for United. Okay, that's fine. Another budget airline that I had flown was Frontier. Frontier is another garbage airline, or Allegiant Airlines, another one. One time I was flying out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. So I was checking in. The lady was checking me in for the bags. And it was the same lady that checked me in for the boarding. I'm like, okay, this is interesting. I've never had that. I know it's a small airport. Then I get on the plane, just open up. I have the window seat and I'm thinking, all right, let's get this show on the road, you know, backing up the plane to get off for takeoff. Just relaxing, putting on my headphones, And then you're all of a sudden then just kind of looking out, and the same lady that's doing the checking in of my bags to boarding the plane, all of a sudden's appearing on the tarmac with the orange glow sticks where she's doing the directions for the plane to back up. I'm thinking, oh my God, what kind of cost-cutting measures does this airline have? It's nothing short of being the pilot. I mean, look at this. So the experience was terrible. First off, that whole flight was delayed an entire day. So the day before, we were sitting there. It's probably supposed to take off at like 2 p.m. I'm there always like 3 hours early, no matter how big the airport is. So I'm sitting there and thinking, okay, whatever. The weather wasn't bad at all, but the flight, I couldn't even remember the reason, but it just kept getting delayed and delayed. There wasn't even any bad weather outside. It kept getting delayed after hour after hour after hour. And we're thinking, oh my God, come on. It's not like a major airport that's got another, you know, million flights going to metropolitan areas, even though this was going to just Punta Gorda, Florida. So nothing crazy, but, you know, they kept delaying the flight, thinking, what the hell's going on? Then they say after like being delayed for, 7 hours, you know, they're sitting there, oh my God, that we're going to have to wait till the next day. And they get on there. People are yelling obscenities to the, the stand over there. What's going on? What the hell is this? All this crap. And some lady starts breaking down. She goes, oh my God, I'm going to miss my father's funeral. So things were not going well. And another group of people were starting to cry too, because they had a cruise in Florida already booked, and the cruise doesn't wait for anybody. This isn't, you know what I'm saying? They got a schedule when they're on the sea. So you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, these people are going to miss their cruise. So thank God for living here in South Florida, because if I miss my cruise, it's probably because I'm 6 feet under, you know, since I'm already here. So this is how it goes. If you want to take a choice of saying, oh, well, let's cut corners with the airlines, saying, oh, let's do complete economy this, economy that, economy this. Well, you're really missing out on a lot of different things. Like even seat selection, as stupid as it sounds, when you can upgrade, you're like in main cabin, not premium economy, like a grade or two under that, and you get to pick the seat, you're like, you feel like a captain. You're like, oh my God, I like that seat for this flight, that one for this leg. You know, it's nice. Firstly, it's like you actually feel like you're making a choice, not being forced into the most terrible last choice seat that whatever, when you check in, the airline's giving to you, because everybody else in the entire flight that got to pick the seats, you know, always leaves probably the worst seats. And look, this is how it goes. When you're on these airlines, a lot of times it's kind of a thing where, depends how long the flight is, it's where maybe you want to cut costs and measures. I can't justify Spirit Airlines even for an hour flight. So if you want to fly like a United, I've tried doing it where it's like, oh, United's much cheaper than Delta. Then you see how you get treated on the flights. Like, no, you don't want to deal with this kind of stuff anymore. Delta's airline, the attendants on the planes are so much better than a lot of the other airlines domestically. It's genuinely understandable how the upper echelon of flyers prefer Delta, especially if you have like the Delta lounge for the Sky Club access. So nice, especially like even at 4 in the morning in Fort Lauderdale for like 4:15, they already have it where our breakfast spreads out there, where there's like quinoa, yogurt parfaits, orange juice, eggs, sausage, bacon, everything. The extremely nice cooked, not the garbage stuff you get at a Holiday Inn. Actually, you have the like the sausage links are actually huge. It's really nice. So the thing is everybody does have a different flying experience, especially depending on your income level. Understanding that not everybody can afford to have the choice of flying whatever they'd like. It's kind of, you know, whatever they can afford. When you have a lounge access to whatever the airport is, because some airports are so small, they don't even have lounges. I've said it on many episodes before. The experience is much, much, much more relaxed, especially when you're in a place where it's a large airport and there's so much noise going on the intercoms, the golf carts whizzing past you, the babies crying. It's terrible. So hence the lounge is where to relax. So a lot of places now have quiet rooms. So you can even go into there and it's like even glassed up, soundproofed inside the lounge where it's more or less kind of like a library. So it's extremely quiet. Like you're not making really many sounds in there. It's a relaxing place. That is something like a safe space for people that are on the move. This is something different than someone that's used to being on a chaotic, the goat run where they're getting frisked by TSA, halfway, questionable TSA. They're always like, excuse me, sir, step to the side here, move your pants up, drop your belt. Excuse me, I'm going to need to feel your insides over here and all. It's like, dude, what's going on here? Shake your pants, lift your leg. It's like, don't you have an x-ray machine? It's like, what else do you want me to do? It's like the Macarena for you. It's like, first off, who the heck is wanting to be a TSA agent? I'm going to go out there and say a lunatic. First and foremost, anybody that says, yeah, I'm a first responder for all the terrorism that is going to be coming through the front lines of whatever airport here. And I want to tell you, how many people have you found on the news or online of a legitimate source to say TSA agent Ricky Johnson saved whatever so-and-so airport and neutralized a terroristic threat? Never. Absolutely never. When have you heard this? This is how it goes. I never knew that I was stealing from this guy's bag. That's what these TSA people, they're getting caught for taking stuff out when they're like searching bags and whatnot. It's like, dude, you work here. You don't see all the cameras that are here looking at people already? What the hell are you doing trying to steal stuff in broad daylight? I've never even understood that. It's like the background checks to even probably get a federal job like this have got to be so immense. But whatever it is, people are prone to doing all kinds of stuff, no matter how many background checks. That's really the best you can do preliminarily to check on somebody's how prone they are to causing a problem, really. So, I want to try some other airlines, especially at some point, first class. I haven't done first class yet. That would be a cool one for like a long haul flight. A couple of first classes that look really cool are Singapore Airlines. They have this like little suite. So it's like a mini hotel room on their flight. That would be a cool Emirates first class. That's like 15 or 20,000 for a flight there. They have a shower, a bar, which is kind of funny because in the Arabic culture, there's no, I think, drinking. So it's kind of funny how they have a bar in the air, but it is what it is there. So I would love to have it where another thing would be to go on an airline private. That I haven't done also yet. It would be fun to have it where you don't even have to deal with TSA even in general, especially when you're in crowds. I have the pre-check and clear and all that, but just dealing with crowds in general, that's the worst. Still the thing that a credit card if they had like a little perk of a priority bag check-in, that would be the best, because that's one hiccup that I see is like the checking in of bags is the one thing that I see that if you want to try to shimmy your way into there, that is a way that I can't find yet to say, hey, I'd love to have, you know, priority checked baggage. Overall, look, here's how it goes. You have to plan accordingly when you do these flights, especially if it's for, you know, not business, because that's kind of like a write-off or your company's paying for it, but leisure. These are things that flights can change day to day by hundreds and hundreds of dollars. So understanding if you don't have the budget to be going to say, hey, look, I only fly this airlines, you got to budget accordingly. The thing is of this episode, your airlines has a lot to say about you. It's like the vehicle that you drive. If you drive a Toyota, I can see that you're mindful and understanding of a quality vehicle. If you drive a, you know, Mitsubishi or Saturn in 2024 with temporary tags, I'm questioning your insurance ability to have a claim. So, look, it just, everything is an observation. That's why that's the point of this show. It's a feeling where if people want to fly what they fly and say, I don't care to go subpar just because I'm saving money and I'm only on the flight for so many hours, so be it. Some people like to slum it like that. That's up to them. It's not me, because I want to make it to one, it from A to B when I'm flying in the most relaxing possible manner. That's just something I figured out is different than driving is flying. It's like already I'm 6'4", I'm cramped already. It's not something where I already like being on those planes. Everybody always behind me, it seems to be where they like to put their knees in my back, and I don't even recline. And it's like you're looking at it, and it's like, dude, aren't you like 5'8"? The hell are you doing putting your knees? It's like I'm 6'4", and I'm trying to like cross my knees so I'm not even touching the person in front of me. So, but you know, everybody has their own way of doing stuff. It's not saying hey, karma's going to get this guy bad. It is what it is. Until you get the first class, then you have to deal with what you're dealing with. Once you get the big time seats, then you don't have to deal with the guy with the knee in the back of your seat. That's how I think about it. So get to the point where you don't have to complain about that. And that's how I look at it. So, hey, that being said there, look, here's how it's going to go. You make your own life happen by the choices that you make. All right. So wanted to wrap up this episode here and just kind of give a little bit of a teaser for the next episode. It's going to be the cuisine and how your body feels eating it. So it's going to be different food choices. And it's like, well, why do we eat this? And what does it make us feel like? So, all right, guys, take it easy. Stay happy. Even if right now I see that maybe the economy's not doing the best, it's something that where we have to get better at what we do. So it's just read, do something, even if it's not fun. Make yourself just a little bit better. All right, guys. Well, take it easy. And until next time. All right. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Observation Station. We find everyday life and everyday situations hilarious. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And be sure to tell a friend about the show. That would help too. See you next time on The Observation Station.